Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. This is Natalia on a recorded line. What is the name of the person that you're transferring?
Yes, her first name is Veronica. And that's V-E-R-O-N-I-C-A. Last name is Caldwell, C-A-L-D-W-E-L-L. Phone number 601-341-8930.
Okay, thank you.
All right. So Veronica, she's going to take great care of you, all right?
Good okay. You. Thank you.
Hi, Miss Veronica. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can't. I had to hook the Wi-Fi because my phone lost connection while ago. I'm in the woods.
Okay, no problem. If we do get disconnected at any point, I'll call you back from my direct desk line, okay?
Okay.
All right. No problem. I'll try to get through this quickly with you. So my name is Natalia on a recorded line. I'll be your intake specialist today. Would you like to see if you meet the requirements to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay. I'll just ask you some quick questions. And for now, do you have an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, ma'am.
No. Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any sort of contracts or retainers with an attorney for this matter?
Yes.
Okay. Was this for yourself or as a loved one?
Myself.
For yourself. Okay. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, ma'am.
You were. Okay. I'm so sorry to hear about that. Have you received any treatment or any surgeries at all?
In 2021 of September.
Mm-hmm. September of 2021, you had a surgery?
Yes.
I see. Okay. And where were you treated? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I was telling him about another thing too, but go ahead.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. No problem. Where did you receive the surgery? What hospital or medical facility?
Mayor General.
Mm-hmm. Can you spell that for me?
MARIONGENERAL.
Okay. Marion General. Where was that located?
Marion General. It's in Columbia, Mississippi.
In Columbia, Mississippi. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I am looking it up here on Google. Is it on Summerall Road?
Yes. It's Summerall Road. I don't know the exact number. I just know it's on Summerall Road.
On Summerall Road. Okay, perfect. I'm just going to copy the address here. I just wanted to verify with you just to make sure I have the right one. Okay. And what was the name of the doctor that treated you?
Dr. Frank Hooks.
Okay. Can you spell that for me?
Frank, F-R-A-N-K. Mm-hmm. H-U-X. I'm sorry.
It's okay. H-U-H?
H-U-X.
Oh, H-U-S?
Like X,
why is it?
Yes.
Sorry, S-S and Sam?
Like X-ray.
Oh, yeah. X-ray.
No, it's an X-ray, yes.
X-ray, okay. Dr. Frank Hux. Okay, perfect. Thank you for that.
Hux.
And where you received the Depo Provera, the injection, what facility was that?
Our Women's Pavilion.
Uh-huh.
And it's in Columbia, Mississippi.
In Columbia as well. Okay, can you spell the name of the facility?
Women's Pavilion, W-O-M-E-N-S. Pavilion, I think it's P-A-V-I-L-I-O-N, I want to say.
Okay. And that was in Columbia, Mississippi?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Let me see here. I see Women's Pavilion. Was that on Eagle Day Avenue?
Yes.
That's the one?
Right out of school, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, we didn't have a one.
Okay. Perfect. So I'll copy the address here. Okay. And besides the meningioma, have you ever been diagnosed with cancer previously?
No, ma'am.
No. Okay. And then when were you diagnosed with meningioma?
September of 2021.
September of 2021. Okay. And do you know anybody else that was injured by Depo Provera?
Not to my knowledge.
No.
My sister was asking questions last week about it also. Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Did she use it for some years?
But she's been having, oh, yes. She's been back and forth to the doctor. I'm going to try to reach out to her so she can get in contact with someone.
Okay, yeah, no problem. I'll give you some information later so you can send it to her as well.
Okay.
Okay, thank you for that. And then, what is your date of birth?
131-82.
131-82. Okay. And for the Depo Provera, did you use the injectable contraceptive, the brand name?
The Pfizer.
The Pfizer one? Okay, the Depo Provera. And did you use it for at least 1 year, meaning you took four injections in 1 year, once every 3 months?
Yes. Every 3 months, yes.
Every 2 months. Okay, so it was consistent. And when did you start using it? What year?
In 2017.
2017. Okay. And when did you stop using it?
Soon as I start having side effects in 21.
Okay, once you started having side effects. Okay, so from 2017 to 2021, and it was the Depo Provera injection. Okay, and I do have your full name here. I have Veronica Caldwell. Do you have a middle initial?
M.
M. Okay, and I do have your phone number. Is it a cell phone number here?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Okay. All right. So it looks like you do meet the requirements to participate in the lawsuit so far. So I'm gonna go ahead and continue with the intake form. At the end of the questionnaire, I'm going to send you an electronic document to sign that gives permission to the attorneys to start working on the case. All right, perfect. And then what is a good email for you?
MSANN1982@gmail.com.
At gmail.com. Okay, I have MissAnn1982.
Yes.
At gmail.com. Okay, thank you. Are you able to open text messages and your email through your phone?
Yes.
Yes, okay. All right, so I'll send you that in a little bit here. Okay, and then can you confirm your current mailing address?
161 Floyd, Floyd, Davis, Davis Drive. And that's in Columbia, Mississippi, 39429.
Okay. And the street number was 161?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Is there a unit number, suite number, or anything like that?
No, ma'am.
No. Okay. All right. And then for the attorneys, can you verify your social?
425-432097.
2097 is the last four?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Perfect. Okay. And then let me just verify the medical information one more time. You were treated at Marion General Hospital?
Yes.
Okay. And then is that where you were diagnosed as well? Yes. Okay. And then you went
When they did.
to, I'm sorry, go ahead.
When they did my scan and MRI and stuff, yes.
Okay, when they did the scans, that's when you were diagnosed. And when you took the Depo Provera, the injection, you went to Women's Pavilion.
Yes.
Okay, and that's in Columbia, Mississippi as well. Okay, let me just copy the address here. Okay, and then do you have a copy of the medical records that you can provide the attorneys later?
Not on me, but I can get them.
You can get them. Okay, perfect. Thank you. And then the last thing we request from you is just an emergency contact in case something happens. So if we can't reach you for an extended period of time, we'll reach out to them so that there's no disruptions in the case. And for that,
Okay.
is it somebody that lives with you or lives separate?
Yes, I can put my husband in.
Your husband. Okay, perfect.
Yes.
And what is his full first and last name?
Kelvin, KELVIN, Caldwell,
Caldwell. Okay, same last name.
Yes,
C-A-L.
D-A-L-D. Yes.
Uh-huh.
D-W-E-L-L.
W-E-L-L. Okay, perfect. Thank you. And what is the phone number?
601-810-2263.
2263. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And he lives with you, so I'm just going to copy the address. All right. So it looks like that's it for the questionnaire here. I'm going to send you the electronic document. Have you done a DocuSign before?
I think I have, yes.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. Either way, I'll stay on the line with you just in case you have any questions or you need help navigating the page. So you can put me on speaker now if you haven't already.
Okay. Okay.
All right. And then I'm going to make sure everything's spelled correctly here, and then I'll send it to your email and also a text message with a link. It's the same document. Whichever one's easier for you to access, you can open up.
Okay.
And then you'll see it soon. It'll say Mass Tort Strategies or my name, Natalia, wants to send a DocuSign, something like that.
Okay. All right.
Okay, and then while you do that, I'm gonna pull up the information for the attorney so that I can send that to you.
Okay. I hate signing with my finger.
Oh yeah, it could be hard sometimes. I think there's also
phone.
Oh, on the tiny phone, yeah. There's also an option, I believe, that you can pick one of the signatures that's already on there as long as it's your name.
Okay, I see it.
Easy. Okay, perfect. If that's easier for you, whichever one you want, yeah.
Okay, yes.
I know I have long nails. Sometimes it's really hard to sign.
And this is for an attorney to call me or...
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, this gives permission to them to start working on the case. And then the other one, I think it's a medical release form. It gives them permission to access your medical records. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, I'm through with the first. That was it.
Mm-hmm. Does it say finished signing?
Yes.
Okay, so that means everything's done. And I did get the notification, so it looks like everything's good. Ms. Veronica, that's it for this call today.
Yes.
The next thing you can expect is just wait about 5 business days for them to review the information. Then they're going to call you again.
Okay.
They'll do a case verification.
Okay.
And they'll request anything else that they need, and they'll let you know what the next steps are.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And now, for now, I'm going to send...
And you said it'll be from my attorney.
I'm
sorry. And you said from that, it'll be from my attorney, right?
Yes, correct. So I'm going to send you a text message right now with the name and the phone number.
Okay.
So it's Pulaski Law. That's who you'll be with. I'll send you their number. You can save it in your contacts so that you know what to expect.
Yes.
And I'll send you my desk line as well. If you have any questions, any concerns, or if you know somebody else that was injured, you can call me back or you can send me a text, okay?
Okay.
All right.
I sure will.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you, ma'am. I hope you have a great rest of your day and have a good weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.